Chapter 11, Section 1, Tempted. At the beginning of creation, Lucifer defiantly rebelled against God, grasping after his position. Now God the Son, though still fully God, had set aside all his visible glory and majesty to leave heaven and come to the earth as a human being. Jesus must have appeared very vulnerable to Satan. If he could only entice Jesus to do his bidding, it would be a great victory. From God's perspective, it was time to reveal something more about himself.
Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry.
Jesus had just completed a lengthy time without food. Although Jesus is God, he also was a real man with real physical needs.
The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread."
Satan was suggesting that Jesus do something that everyone would understand, namely, take care of his physical well-being. It also seemed like a prime opportunity for Jesus to prove who he really was. If Jesus was God, then he had created the world simply by speaking it into existence. To turn stones into loaves of bread would be a simple matter. It would prove Jesus was God. But there was a catch. To do so, he would be following Satan's orders.
Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Matthew 4:1-4.
Jesus responded to Satan by quoting the Bible, God's written word. He said that it was more important to follow God than to take care of physical needs. This is a significant statement, as many people are so concerned about this physical life that they ignore their spiritual well-being.
For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Mark 8:36, New King James Version. Then the devil took him to the holy city, Jerusalem, and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone."
Now the challenge was brazen. "Prove it! Prove that you are God's Son! If God is truly your Father, then he will save you!" Satan was quoting a passage found in the book of Psalms. Satan loves religion, and quoting the Bible is a favorite trick of his. The only problem was that Satan was not quoting God's word accurately. He was selecting only the portion that suited his purposes. He had done this with Eve in the Garden of Eden, and now he was trying it on Jesus. Once again, Jesus answered Satan's temptation by quoting the Bible correctly. He didn't need to prove himself.
Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me."
Satan was offering Jesus all the people of the world if Jesus would only worship the devil. After all, wasn't that what Jesus wanted, for people to follow him? What Satan did not mention was that if Jesus worshiped Satan, then he would also be serving him. Worship and service always go together. You can't divide the two. But Satan's plot didn't work. Once again, Jesus quoted Scripture.
Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. Matthew 4:5-11.
Satan had not succeeded in entrapping Jesus in his treacherous web of deceit. Jesus was above reproach, uncompromising in his resistance to temptation. Satan retreated temporarily, still determined to destroy Jesus. The struggle between good and evil is not a balanced one. Jesus, as the Most High God, is far more powerful than Satan, a created being. From Satan's perspective, he did have a measure of success. John the Baptist had been thrown into jail.
When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he returned to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake. Matthew 4:12-13.